Hi there, Adam. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director for Texas. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate for your company, being that it's a brand new business here. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Oh, not bad.
Okay, good, good. Well, Adam, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page.
I am.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something, but we don't know who to call. And for you, being that it's a young company, that's pretty powerful. People will not need to already know the name of your business, but they will still find you when they do a search, when they go on Google and they're looking for roofer, roofing contractor, roofer near me, repair or replacement of roof, shingle roofs, whatever they might be typing in, as long as it's a service that you provide and they're in that 50 or 60 mile radius, Adam, we'll make sure that your business is one of those top options for people to call. And of course, the calls will come directly to you. So there's no third party involved. You're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. And as a young company, you know, you just haven't really been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to be much of a factor, but every new client that finds you online does become someone who can recommend you to their friends and family. Now, I know there's not a website out there yet, but do you have photos of some of the work that you've done, before and after photos, that kind of thing?
We do, yes.
You do, okay. Because our job, Adam, is not just to list you on the first page of Google. It's to make sure that the people who see you there have the good and compelling reasons why they should pick up the phone and call you. So I do want to include a website for you. You're actually young enough as a company, just a couple of weeks, to qualify not only for reduced pricing for the service itself, but I want to include that website at no additional cost. We don't expect our very young companies to already have a website. And, of course, our job, like I said, is to keep your phone ringing. So we'll build, host, maintain, and even update that website for you, included at no additional cost. And, of course, it's not just going to be on Google. To make sure that your business is going to be a top option on Google, we'll create the content that the search engines search for. As a Google Premier partner, we know that Google is currently indexing almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public or unknown. They're all equally important, equally weighted. They'll all, of course, talk about your services and your service area, and that's what Google will see when someone does a search. So you'll have a Yelp listing, for example, a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, dozens and dozens of directories. And, of course, that's what's going to get you in that local map or that PAC result. Now, because you are traveling, you know, basically covering the entire Houston metro area, a good 50 or 60 miles, this will also include a paid ad component that will get you found quickly throughout that entire service area. As a young business, you would see a savings of a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. It's by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. We try to make it affordable for young businesses. It is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. That being said, the reduced pricing for a young business, it's a promotional rate but not an introductory rate. So it's not going to balloon up on you later on. In fact, it would never be a penny more than $299 a month. That's the exact amount. It saves you $300 a month off the normal cost of the service. But that $299 is the fixed flat rate, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. The website is going to be included, like I said, as well as the paid ads to get you found quickly throughout that 50 or 60 mile radius. Now, because it's a month-to-month service, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system as well. It's offered on a month-to-month basis. Is that something that you would want for your business? More phone calls and more opportunities to put that experienced crew to work?
Sure.
Google it, right? I mean, it's what we say and it's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. When people don't know who to call, you know, we Google it. We jump on a smartphone. We hop on a computer. Nobody calls their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the Yellow Pages. But being on that first page and getting your phone ringing, that's going to really help you out. Now, you'll always know which clients found you from the paid ads themselves or from the local map or from individual directories or from your website. Now, of course, most of the time you'll simply get phone calls directly to you. There is going to be a click-to-call feature on everything that we create. On the website, though, there will be a contact form, so people can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done. When they fill that form out, you'll get a text message, Adam, as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or reach out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you'll know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from. You'll even know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah. So when people, you know, see Summit Roofing,
mm-hmm.
I know when I use Google, like, there will be, there'll be businesses that say,
right,
you know, and I don't ever click on those.
Yeah, that's not for this. This is going to be, that's what most people call AdWords or pay per click. So you're not going to appear there. You're going to be in that local map, that pack result that pops up right below those ads. That's actually where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. That's where people go. Of course, there they can, you'll have basically what Google calls the virtual or digital brochure for your business there. You'll have, you know, of course, your website will be attached there. There will be some photos there. There will be, you know, bullet points of the services that you provide. So that's what people are going to see, the knowledge panel, as Google calls it. So they'll be able to see all of that information right in that local map. That's where people go. You know, I skip past those ads myself as a consumer.
Okay. And also, we're not an LLC or anything like that. We're a sole proprietor.
Got
it.
Is
that a problem?
No, that's not a problem at all. In fact, a lot of our businesses are set up that way. And even if it were an LLC, you wouldn't have to include the LLC in the branding of the business name. I see it as Summit Roofing. Is that how you would want the business to appear online?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And of course, Adam, you use Google, so you know that you will not be the only business that pops up when someone does that keyword search, and ultimately not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call your company. But the ones that do, they're calling you directly, they're calling you specifically, they'll be calling you after seeing that .com website that will build, so they'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for, they can see the type and quality of work that you do. By the time they decide to call you, they're pretty much hoping that you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for those services. That's why they're calling you. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. And is the phone number that we're speaking on the one that you would want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Yes, it is.
It is. And the 832-719-6437, is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
You can. Okay. Yeah, like I said, most of the time you'll just get direct phone calls, but when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you'll get a text message as well as an email. As far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically as well right on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, no one would need to see it. It would be hidden, but still attached to that contact form. And then, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. We use phone, text, and email. Did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Any of those, all of those?
Yeah, either one is fine.
Yeah. It's usually going to be the method most appropriate for the information we're trying to get out to you. So for something short, we might just give you a quick phone call or send you a text. And what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
Summit Roofing and Repair.
Uh-huh.
075 at Gmail.
At gmail.com. So really very close to the business name. We can definitely put that on there. And then what is your last name, Adam?
Wanish. W-A-N-I-S-H.
You're just breaking up a little bit. There's a little bit of static on the line. I didn't catch all of that. Could you spell your name again, sir?
Sure. It's A-N as in Nancy.
Uh-huh.
I-S-H.
Okay, perfect. And then I did want to ask you, because correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based, right? You go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business online. Okay. And Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if, you know, you had a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, since customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list the physical street address. They'll just list your city and state. You still there? Adam? That was weird.